Hello, Yathart Joshi here. Welcome to my podcast. The Clever Crab. Once upon a time, there lived a stork near a big pond. The stork would catch fish from the pond for food. As time went by, the stork grew old and could no longer catch fish. He grew very thin and weak. One day he got an idea and started crying by the pond. "Fish, why are you crying?" "Stork, I have come to say goodbye, my friends. I am moving elsewhere." "Fish, why? What is the matter?"
"Stork,
my friends have just told me that this year there will be no rains and this pond will soon dry up."
"Fish, together, what will happen to us then?"
"We will die without water."
"Stork,
that is what has upset me. You are my friends, and I am sorry that I might lose you. But I need to fly to the other pond across the hills."
"Fish,
go if you must, our friend, but do think of a way to save us."
"Stork,
I have an idea, but will you take a chance?"
"Fish,
do tell us your idea."
"Stork,
well, you need to trust me."
"Fish,
we do. Tell us your plan."
"Stork,
I could carry each one of you one by one across the hill to the other pond." The fish were a little worried. They knew that the stork could eat them, but they wanted to save their lives. Therefore, they agreed. There was a witty crab who lived in the pond, but he did not trust the stork.
"Crab,
listen, fish. The stork may not be telling the truth. Let us stay here and see the weather. The pond actually starts drying up?"
"Fish, we do not wish to die. The stork is trying to help us.
If you do not wish to come, you can stay here alone." The next day onwards, the stork began to carry the fish across the mountain. Soon the pond was empty of all the fish.
"Stork, to the crab,
your friends are all waiting on the other side, and today I too shall leave this place. Do let me take you across to the other pond." The crab did not trust the stork, but seeing no other way out, he agreed.
"Okay,
but do be careful," said the crab. While they were flying, the crab spotted fish bones scattered all over the hill. He soon realized that the greedy stork had killed all his friends. He quickly dug his pincers into the stork's neck and did not let to go till the stork started bleeding.
"Crab, So this is how you repaid the trust my friends placed in you. Now you too shall suffer. The cruel stork died and the witty crab lived to tell this tale to others. Thank you.